The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Monday morning, the 14th of December, and the state legislature still has a lot of work to do. This is going to be a very busy week in Lansing. However, today, all eyes are on the state capitol where the electors are meeting, the Electoral College, to formally elect Joseph R. Biden as president here in Michigan. Joining us right now to talk about what's going on in Lansing and about the election and some of the work ahead is State Representative Gary Eisen. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Set the scene for us. What's going on in Lansing today?
Well, let's go back a few steps first. I was on a lawsuit. I supported the Texas lawsuit. There were 16 of us House reps that did that after seeing the evidence of what the lawsuit brought. Okay, now we know that the Supreme Court did not pick it up. And they said they didn't have standing, but they didn't rule on substance. So there was, the substance was there, but they didn't feel they should rule on it. It should go to a lower court. So a lot of people are looking at it like they threw it out. Well, on standing and substance. So they didn't rule on the substance. The substance was there. They just wanted to go to a lower court.
Well, Gary, what is the substance? Can you help us understand? Because
I'll give you an example. Okay. After you see the evidence, I saw the lawsuit, and it's like over 100 pages long. For example, in the state of Michigan, we have 548,000 disputed ballots or votes. All right. And this, I'm not going to go through them all, but just for an example, 35,109 people voted that didn't have an address. Okay. There's also people who used email address to vote. We have people who voted from other states that don't even live here anymore. Now it's like 14,000. So, I mean, it goes on and on and
then,
on.
Then why, Gary, why was the vote certified? That's what I'm having a hard time understanding. Because
as of right now, the Secretary of State, okay, you got to understand the House legislators, the House representatives has complete control over the elections. We have plenary power, meaning absolute power to control the elections. Well, the Secretary of State kind of went rogue on us and did some things she wasn't supposed to do. And
like what specifically? Like what specifically did she do?
Well, one thing. You don't send out unsolicited ballots. I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but that is the most important.
I don't think that happened. Who got an unsolicited ballot?
I'll tell you who got it. 350,000 people. So I don't have the names and stuff in front of me. I'm just trying to recall this from my head. But this is in the lawsuit that is brought. Now, you can't bring evidence to the Supreme Court without having substance for it. So that's what I'm going on. I'm not the lawyer. I'm just going by what I read and saw, and that's why I signed on to the lawsuit. Now, since then, that lawsuit has been put aside. Now we move on to the next problem, okay? The Michigan House of Representatives got the ball back. And we have a Hail Mary possibly to do today. And this could be a historic event. And it's only happened 5 times in the history of the United States. And other states are looking at doing the same thing. Now, today they're going to sit the electors. And there is an option given to the House and to the legislators given by the United States Constitution. All right. It's not like we're making this up. This is a power given to us by the United States Constitution that if we think there is mishandling, some fraud, and the election just wasn't up and up, we can implement these powers. So this is possibly what might happen today in Lansing. But now, to throw a wrench in the whole thing, we get a bomb threat from Wisconsin. All right. So what does that do? That shuts everybody
out. Wait a minute.
Back
up. You get a what? What happened?
A bomb threat phoned in from Wisconsin. So they're going to lock us out of our offices. Yeah. They're going to lock us out of the Capitol. Okay. How convenient is that when they're going to sit electors today so that we can't support our options? So whether it was true or not, we don't know. But it just, you know, I came over last night to Lansing to help and give my support. And now all of a sudden we're locked out of our offices. We can't go into the Capitol. So we are going to make an attempt because they technically can't keep me from going into the Capitol on official business. They can't do that, okay? So if they do that today, then we're simply going to move our event to a different location and proceed with what we're going to do today.
What's that? What event are you planning?
What's that again?
What event are you referring to?
It'll be all over the news later on.
This sounds dangerous, Gary. I'm not kidding around.
It is dangerous. No one would be here. I was warned that there's going to be violence, going to be protests. And they asked me if I would assist today, and I said, you know what? How can I not?
Who asked you to, Gary? Who asked you to assist, and what kind of assistance are you providing?
Okay, originally it was to supply support and escort certain members in and out of the Capitol, okay? And I can't go into a lot of it, but I was asked to do that. And I said, yeah, because I see the evidence, and I think, okay, well, I'm on a football team. We have one more play, okay? And am I going to just give up, or am I going to do that Hail Mary, okay? I just feel it's my obligation to my constituents to go down every avenue that we can go down to see about the fraud, the mishandling.
Now, but Gary, you have, I mean...
Will it change the outcome of the election? Probably not, okay?
Well, right, exactly. I mean, every avenue's been exhausted. This has been...
No, it hasn't.
...in every court, and every court has thrown it out.
No, it hasn't. Okay, I'm telling you right now, because of the U.S. Constitution, given plenary power, it hasn't been exhausted yet. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I know the courts and all that, but it hasn't. All right, so maybe after today it will, but at least we have one play left, and we'll throw that ball.
What about the people that voted for you, Gary?
Hopefully, we're warned right now that there could be outbreaks of violence and all this in Lansing, and they're suggesting for everybody to stay home. Okay, well, that's not how we work in America, okay? So... And we're just exercising our constitutional powers that were given to us. So that's kind of what we're dealing with right now.
Gary, the people that voted for you, were those fraudulent votes, the votes for Gary Eisen, or were those okay?
Well, I'm not running for the President of the United States last time I checked, okay? So starting today, there's going to be a report come out from Antrim County, okay? We'll see what that says. If they find that those machines, the software in those machines were malfunctioned, well, that was 22 other machines in the state of Michigan. I don't know. Let's get some facts, okay? Maybe we need a pause for a week, just a pause to get a little bit more evidence.
Gary, the election was a month ago. I mean, it was over a month ago.
Exactly.
Paused for 6 weeks, and nobody's been able to come up with a reason that the vote should be overturned in Michigan or any other state.
We're talking about getting to the problem. Now, if you had a disputed charge on your credit card, okay, would you want to know where that came from and how to resolve it? If it's disputed, or you're just going to let it go and say some guy in California charged $100 on your credit card? Oh, that's okay. Let them do that.
That's apples and oranges, though.
Well, not really, because we have disputed votes. Right, so I would think people would just want to know so that they vote again in 2 years that the elections are up and up. That's all, you know. That's it. Just make sure that no hanky panky. And if there is no hanky panky, I'll support the president, and we'll move on, and then we'll look to 2022 to have a fair and balanced election. That's all.
What will it
take? I
think
that's the least you can do.
What will it take for you to accept the results of the election?
Well, if there's no fraud and nothing comes up in all these oversight committees, nothing is proved, and then I'll say that's fine. We did what we can. I'll accept it. And as long as nothing earth-breaking comes into play, like there was bad software in machines, then fine. I'll accept it. But at least we tried. At least I fought to the end to get to the truth. And I think that's the least you can do.
We're talking with State Representative Gary Eisen. Gary, I'm concerned about violence today in Lansing. I understand you're passionate about this. A lot of people are passionate about it. Can you assure me that this is going to be a safe day in Lansing? Nobody's going to get hurt?
No.
All right.
I don't know, because what we're doing today is uncharted. It hasn't been done. And it's not me doing it. It's the Michigan Health. It's the
you're part of it.
Michigan Party. Republican
you're part of it.
Party.
But you're part of it.
I'm just here to witness.
Well, you said you were asked to help and participate.
Well, help as far as witnessing, supporting, being there, and that kind of stuff, showing that I support what they're doing. So,
all right.
There's more to it than what I can say right now. But after it's all said and done, and we want to go back and talk about the details of it, I'd be more than happy to.
We'll do that. We'll check in again after today. Gary, be safe, and we'll talk again. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks,
Paul. Bye-bye.